At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located Southwest Quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
St. Louis just got stronger with the opening of our 24th Club Fitness location in Maplewood, 3256 Laclede Station Road. Don't miss our grand opening celebration on Tuesday, August 20th. Join for just $1 and get started to a happier, healthier you. So mark your calendars for August 20th to enjoy food, fun, prizes, and one-day-only savings. Live local in Maplewood for just $1. It's all you need to join the Club Fitness family. Visit clubfitness.us for more details.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features 3 different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
God bless America. And now, the show begins.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partner.
Hostility, agitation.
I have that. I think we all do.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the August 13th. Ooh, I just realized.
Uh-oh.
Today is Tuesday the 13th. Oh, I like that. That's good. Welcome to the August 13th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I have an appointment a week from Thursday, I believe, to go finish part two of a two-part job on some stuff that I have ignored and now haven't taken care of. Ballast Dental Care, we'll talk more after we do this.
Hey!
Well, let's go around the room and see who's here. I see at my 2 o'clock, that's pilot lingo, is the control board operator. I know that I don't know a lot about him. I know that he's going to be a daddy in October, late October, and that it'll be a boy, and his name will be Theodore. We learned that today. I know that he has tattoos. How many? Ten?
Six.
Six tattoos. Okay, I was thinking of in the future because I know there'll be more.
Yep.
I know that for the last year or more, he stopped wearing that horrible, ugly, stupid hairdo he used to have. There was like a mohawk thing. It was ugly. I didn't even look at it. He stopped doing that. I know that for 19 years of his life, he lived in Great Britain, and 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. And I know that his name is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Limey, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
You see, he sounds like he means it, too.
Right.
He's in a good mood today.
Okay.
He's in a very good mood. Like, is that because you found out it's going to be a boy? Is that when you're in a good mood?
No, I'm just in a great mood today.
Are you going to do cigars? It's a boy? Cigars?
Probably.
No, don't. Don't do. Stop the music.
Do the bubble gum.
No.
Really?
Heavens, no. Those are usually really cheap cigars. If you're going to give out cigars, give out good cigars. Uh-huh. You only need 12 or 15.
Okay.
Make them good cigars. Make an impression.
And you know, I said the only Theo I knew on TV was Bill Cosby's son, Theo Huxtable, on The Cosby Show, but then I forgot about the even more popular one. His name was Theodore, but nobody called him that. Beaver.
Yes.
The Beaver.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
really?
Right.
Call your kid Beaver.
Every once in a while, his mom would say, Theodore.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wow.
Just hit me.
One of the chipmunks.
Yeah. Alvin Simon Theodore.
Beaver Phillips. I like it.
I like that.
Phillips.
Beaver Alvin Phillips. Start the music. All right. Let's see who else is here. Oh, my goodness. Look who's in the house and not on the road, who didn't decide to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
Oh, Bill Bradley's in the room again like we always hope he is.
No yellow belly.
Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
What happened?
Is your voice changing?
No, I can't hear myself.
Puberty?
Hello, everyone.
You all right?
Yeah, turn
sound like you're having a stroke.
I didn't hear myself in my headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hate when that happens. That's your own fault because you didn't turn your own headphones.
Hello.
Could be. So.
Well, as you know, if you've listened to the show so far, you heard a couple of things said by somebody that didn't make any sense. So Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, say hi to your... Oh, sorry. Sorry. Because here's what I always say. We never know when somebody is listening who might be a future employer.
Right.
So let's cut that,
okay.
Cut that out.
Here we go.
Radio edit.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Why was there a pause?
I think the mouse is dying.
Mouse is dying?
Hmm.
Oh, no. Is it...
Do it again. We have to do it again. That's sloppy.
All right.
Sloppy.
All right. I need a touch bump. Okay, here we go. 1 second. Sorry.
Radio edit.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason, both Senior Vice Presidents of Investments with Stifel, and you can join them for a retirement seminar at Bishop's Post in Chesterfield this Thursday night, August 15th at 6:30. Admission is absolutely free.
What does it cost to go to that?
Nothing.
Thing? What?
Nada. It's
wow.
Free. Free of charge.
Wow.
Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE, and to reserve your seats for the retirement party or for their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I said retirement party. It's a retirement seminar.
You did say party. And
I know.
It's stupid.
Nah, jeez.
But it could turn into a party, I guess.
And one job.
Mm. Man, oh, man. That's sad. One job.
Party with Mark and Jason.
One thing to read.
Pretty
seminar. Much the same thing all the time, and he messes it up. Well, I told you what I knew about... Limestone Phillips, and I've told you many times what I know about this next guy. I know he cooked at Denny's in the middle of the night. He was a knife salesman door to door. Nobody bought knives from him. He was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, and most people got their beer from somebody else or would go to the concession stand rather than deal with him. He's a roller rink DJ, and a lot of people, that's what killed roller skating. You know, it died. It's not anything like it used to be. That's because he was a DJ there, and he realized, I'm not good at these things. I need to do something else. So now he's on the right track. He's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman. He's our news director. He's an author. Oh, and with all that, there's one other thing that he does. He says it's his primary job. I'll go with that. Private investigator Tim Woodburn.
Oh, what did I do?
Man, this is
talked over, Frank.
What happened? I hit the... No, oh, dang it.
Everything just went
so
dark.
His theme tune was ending, so I was getting ready to reach over and get ready to...
Two years you've been doing
to
that.
To open the mic for...
You had one job.
Bruce Limbrith.
My
mouse hit the hand. That was a genuine accident.
What'd you say? You say Frank something something, and it all and it really itches.
Got what? Dandruff. Some of it itches.
Write that down for him.
God damn it!
No, because he'll slip.
I'm telling you, man. I don't remember much about school, but that day that guy did that, and we were just stunned because this is the South. And this is years ago, and cursing absolutely was. And when he yelled out, "God damn it, some of it itches," that teacher wheeled around. You come up right now in front of the class. She was going to spank him in front of it because that's what they did. You got spanked. And he said, "What?" He said, "I've got dandruff and some of it itches." What? And you could tell he got her. It was great. Start the music again. We'll try this again. And he's also an author. Oh, wait, and one more thing. That's right. Like Jim Rockford, the Rockford Files. His primary job, he says, and we'll go with that, is private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to everyone at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They are located at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in Florissant. And they would love to put you in a new Chevy or any pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Please give them a call, 314-837-1800. Again, that's 314-837-1800. Or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And make sure you let them know when you call or email that you are AM in the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Dan, you see how it's done? Did you hear that?
I did.
Flawless.
It was.
That's how you do it. Okay.
That was great.
All right. PB Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I have good news for Rabbi. Rabbi, I got some good news for you, buddy. One of my favorite places, because of their chicken nuggets, Chick-fil-A. And I don't like to give free plugs, but I love Chick-fil-A. And I think it's a well-run place. And I get all the respect in the world for people who don't work on Sunday, even though they're losing a lot of money, because that's what they think. That's what they believe. You don't work on Sunday. And they have just announced for the first time in 3 years, they've added a little side dish to their menu. Rad Boy's going to love it. Mac and what?
Cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese. That's exactly right. And who doesn't like mac and cheese?
Cheese.
You don't?
We've had
you
this discussion
like
for 20 years.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything we've talked about.
I know you don't like PB&Js, but no mac and cheese? Come on,
no, sir.
Man.
When I was stop the music. When I was a kid, I hated macaroni. I hated it. It's the consistency.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know that I even as a kid ever tried mac and cheese because I...
Cheese.
That's right, Rad Boy. Because it had macaroni in it. And then something happened as an adult. And seriously, I was in my maybe 40s. And I ate some and I thought, man, this is fantastic. And it is. And now you can get it at Chick-fil-A. Another free plug. Start the music again, please. I knew Rad Boy would be happy with that. And everybody is always happy if they just take a moment to listen to great polka music. Especially when it's performed by these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We are brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I'll tell you a little story, and this is, it's a little personal, but it's not that big a deal. I was, for a long, long time, and I mean up until fairly recently, I brushed my teeth once a day in the morning, and my wife brushes her teeth at least twice a day, and she would say every night, "I can't believe you brush your teeth before you go to bed." I just didn't, and I never was good at flossing, and I've been very lucky because I have really healthy teeth. So a cavity here and there, not anything major. And then recently, for whatever reason, I messed some things up, and we're fixing it, and they're doing it at Ballast Dental Care. Two visits, the second one of the two is the next week. But about 4 weeks ago, a doctor, Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, my dentist, there are three, and he's my dentist at Ballast Dental Care, said, "Look, you need to get a water pick." So I got a water pick 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm going to tell you something. I love this water pick. I now brush my teeth 3 times a day because whatever I eat, I know that no matter how much I would brush or floss, there's stuff in there that didn't get out. And every time you take that water pick, junk comes out that you had no idea was in there. So they've saved my mouth, and they've kept it very healthy for 46 years. They're Ballast Dental Care, the place you didn't think existed, the place where patients are not afraid. They don't dread a visit. In fact, we look forward to it. And it's because of the people there. All dental clinics, I would think all, have those chairs and that big light, and they wear a mask, and they have the little sink with the water swirling around, and it knows exactly how much to pour out in that little paper cup. They all have that. What they don't have is the people at Ballast Dental Care. They're only at Ballast Dental Care, and for some reason, somehow, Dr. Watanabe has managed to put together a fantastic group of people who have a way of doing what they do that makes you never, ever dread an appointment. That sounds impossible to some people, but it's not. If you want to find out whether or not what I'm saying is true, make an appointment. This is your chance to call me out if I'm not telling it straight. You were wrong. It was horrible. I've never in all these years received that response, that feedback. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow. Time to go somewhere or discover something or play trivia. I don't know. I have no idea. We never know. We'll find out together. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, a huge supporter of this show. And I would like for you to help us thank them for that by giving them a shot at your replacement window business and telling them you're AM and the PM. You can go to windowworldstlouis.com to find out more. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Bill Cleveland. They're fired up today. They are fired up. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much. Before I start, I want to say hello to someone who emailed me just a little while ago. Mike, a listener from, and I have never heard of this town before. Maybe it's nearby, and I'm an idiot, but Mount Olive, Illinois?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Where is that?
Well, I don't know exactly. Yeah,
it's by Popeye.
By Illinois.
By where? It's no. By Chester.
Chester, Illinois?
Yeah, where Popeye lives.
Popeye.
That was actually funny.
No.
It would have been funny.
I don't know. I actually think I've been to Mount Olive, but I don't remember where in Illinois. I want to say it's like straight across from here east. I don't know. Yeah. Somebody, head of research will find it. He's looking right now.
So they're out there and all the way in Mount Olive, Illinois.
Well, thank you for that.
So it is Elvis week. Were you aware of that?
Ooh, no.
So every...
Oh, because it's August. He died August 16th, 1977? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I think that's correct. Okay. And so every week to celebrate or, I guess, commemorate or memorialize the death of Elvis, they do Elvis Week in Memphis. And I've actually been there the last couple of years. It just so happened that I'd be driving through town during Elvis Week and... Just a couple of interesting things. So when you see people who are camped out in front of a dead guy's house, which essentially is what, you know, what they're doing on Elvis Week to participate in some sort of a vigil or something like that, the first thing that pops in my mind is these people are nuts. Yeah. And so I decided to go and just chat with some of them, and none of them were nuts. They were just normal, nice, regular.
They just loved the king.
They just loved Elvis Presley. And when I remember one guy that I met, this was 2 years ago, and he was like the first guy in line for this thing, and he had been camped out for a couple of days or whatever. And he had been to, I think the number was 70 different Elvis shows during his...
You have to understand something. Wow. I'm from Tennessee, and in my life, there are only two people that I dreamed about being or being friends with, Elvis and Johnny Carson. Mm. I've had numerous dreams that were buddies, were good friends. Only those two. Elvis... I'm telling you, to a lot of people, they'll never let this go.
And for anybody who thinks that Elvis is, I mean, obviously he was a big star in the 50s, 60s, whatever, but he's still as big now as he ever was. And all the only proof you need of that is to drive by Graceland any time of the day. The place is packed with people. Now, granted, it seems to be more for people who are from overseas who are now getting...
Name one other person that you can think of where their home, their artistry, whether it's music or movie, still draws. I can't. Mm-mm. This many people and this much attention. I can't.
No, it's pretty unbelievable. But if you are going to go down, you're going to check out some Elvis stuff. I always recommend going to Sun Studio. To me, that's if you have to pick one between Graceland and Sun Studio, I always suggest people go to Sun Studio. Oh, I know, yes. Dan has been to Sun Studio, but that's just sort of where all the magic started. If you ever seen the movie Walk the Line with Johnny, you know, the Johnny Cash
or
bio.
Or if you've been to the play Million Dollar Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a
Million Dollar Quartet.
Million Dollar Quartet, yes. That's where everything started. And so I always suggest people go there. There are a lot of other things to do in Memphis. And if you have not been to Memphis in a while, they have really rebuilt a lot of the town. You'll notice a lot of new developments popping up. They've cleaned up a lot of areas. And I think you'd really have a good time. Some of the things that you should check out. One of my favorite museums in Memphis has nothing to do with Elvis. It's called the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. And this was a record label back in the day. Some of the artists that they...
STAX, I think. Right?
STAX, correct.
I remember that.
And so some of the artists that they produce or had records produced there, Isaac Hayes, Otis Redding, Al Green, the Staple Singers, Sam and Dave, Booker T and the MGs, and Wilson Pickett, to name a few. And what's really cool to me, anyway, about this museum is that they do a really good job of telling the story, not only about these particular singers by showing off some of their artifacts and you know, showing how, you know, far these records went around the world. But they, what's really neat is that, so you have to remember, so Memphis, when this recording studio was a really big deal, this was during all the, you know, all the racial, big time racial tension that was going on in America. And you had people in the studios that were white and black. And when they were in there, it none of that other stuff mattered. They were in there making music and enjoying, you know, jamming on tunes and writing songs and that sort of thing. And so that's really the cool story, I think, of Stax, is that they tell that story. And maybe that's something that people need to be thinking about.
Did you ever see the documentary Standing in the Shadows of
Motown? I know. You've told me.
Oh, my goodness, Bill, you have Standing in the Shadows of Motown. It is a tremendous documentary. And it's about what you just talked about.
Yeah,
the Funk Brothers, who are the musicians on...
The house band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
In a sense, of the musicians...
Studio band.
The core musicians on 100 Motown hits, at least.
And for Stax, it was Booker T and the MGs, if I'm not mistaken. That was their sort of Funk Brothers at that record studio. So check that out, Stax Museum of American Soul Music. There's another museum that's getting ready to reopen there, and it's called the Memphis Railroad and Trolley Museum.
I think
it's cool. I don't know about the... I don't know about the trolley, but there's something about the people who put together, like, those little miniature railroad things. Like,
boring!
Screw you. Yeah. Screw you.
Be careful, man. That's the boss.
Who's the boss?
The voice. That was him.
Oh, no. I was talking to the guy across the way here.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So Memphis Railroad and Trolley Museum, it's about to reopen. It's located in Memphis's Central Station, or what was their Central Station.
You know what? There's something that Tim asked for earlier, and you've missed an opportunity right here to hit it.
I can do it.
Anyway?
No. Trolley Museum.
Oh.
just that topic alone. This is certainly not taking too long.
Well, I haven't got it.
The effect will be...
I don't even know where it is.
Dead.
Just here carry on talking about it. There's
here
plenty
comes
of time.
Mr. Trolley going to the land of make-believe.
No, I'm not talking about it at all. I will not give you the satisfaction of, once again, ruining my segment.
What's the hotel with the ducks?
Peabody.
The Peabody, yes. Yeah, like once a day. Maybe it's twice a day.
Now, why do you remember that? Have you been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Went down Beale Street, and there were bands all over Beale Street. But the Peabody was cool. We didn't get there when they marched, when the ducks were marching. We got there when they were already, like, swimming around and stuff, and the guy with the hat and everything that marches them around.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, that one I like.
Oh, man.
Some other things to check out. You have the Memphis Rock and Soul Museum. That's pretty neat. The Blues Hall of Fame Museum. One thing I think sometimes people forget about, especially folks who are here in St. Louis, they have the Memphis Redbirds. And yes. So it is a minor league baseball team affiliated. Obviously.
We just lost the River City Rascals. You see that?
I got to tell you, the stadium is awesome. I mean, it's a really neat stadium.
Well, it's like Jupiter.
That's
a spectacular
place.
Yeah,
it's an awesome stadium. It is right in downtown Memphis. The tickets are very reasonable. Obviously, food and all that other stuff is reasonable, as it tends to be with some of these minor
league teams. And a guy that we used to work with is their general manager.
That's right.
Craig Unger.
That is correct. So check that out as well. I'm not sure how long their season goes. It might be
just before the the Cardinals end. Their season ends, isn't it, like in September, Tim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so check that out. Yeah, Beale Street, obviously. I mentioned Sun Studio in Graceland. One other thing that I will quickly mention, and Frank actually would like this place if he hasn't seen it already or been to it. They have a Bass Pro Shop in downtown Memphis. As you're going into Memphis, I think it's Highway 55.
Is this the Pyramid?
Yes.
I've not seen this yet.
Oh, my goodness. It's so cool. So it used to be a sporting venue, like some sort of, I can't remember if it was basketball or whatever they played in there. And so it sat dormant for a while, and they turned it into a Bass Pro Shop, and you cannot miss it coming down the highway. You look over, and it is this gigantic silver pyramid, and there is a Bass Pro Shop inside, and I mean, it is very, very cool, even if you are not into
it. Is it as impressive as the Wonders of Wildlife in Springfield?
It's just different. Okay. I mean, Wonders of Wildlife is a museum unto itself, and so right. I think it's completely different. But just being inside.
Somebody told me this place, they have boats, a Bass Pro.
Yes.
Bass Pro owns Bass Tracker, yes, and another boat line, and they have boats for sale in the water, yeah, in the building.
That is correct.
Yeah. Wow.
And then you can see that every day. You can take an elevator. Some people don't know this, but once you're in there, you can take an elevator. I think it costs like $3 or $4, whatever. And you can go all the way to the top of the pyramid, and you get a really cool look of downtown Memphis. And you're just on this kind of ledge that circles around or that goes around the pyramid.
Yeah, Memphis needed something because it was going the wrong direction.
Well, it's going the right direction now, so that's the good news to report here. So if you'd like some more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. And I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Well, they're loyal. I have a question. You know how lots of people have medical insurance so that if you get sick and you have insurance, you can get the best doctors?
Yeah.
You don't have to be rich. Why do we not have that for lawyers? Legal insurance. Think about this. I think a lot of people are in jail because they couldn't afford, I'm serious, and everybody will agree with this, a good lawyer. A good attorney. Make all the cracks you want to about attorneys, but a good attorney can save your life, keep you out of jail, get you a break, and it's all legal. Why not legal insurance, just like medical insurance, so that if something happens and you need an attorney, a good one, they're part of this network. Does that make sense? I don't know why that doesn't exist.
It does exist.
Well, not to the knowledge of most people. No. I've never heard of it.
Well, I just Googled.
Well, I'm sure it's somewhere insurance. Out there. There is a place, but it's not something that you're encouraged to get. They always say, "Boy, make sure you get a hospitalization." But I think that's important. I think at some point everybody needs a lawyer, and sometimes you need them when you didn't expect to need them. So that's all. Just a thought. What do I know?
Mount Olive, by the way, is halfway up 55 to Springfield. It's right about the halfway point between
Not that far.
We are in Springfield.
Okay, not that far. Mm-hmm. Are you know whose sales are going to go up dramatically after something that happened a couple days ago?
KFNS?
No. No.
What? That'd be great.
The Ring doorbell company. Remember those people caught that escaped convict? They saw him on the Ring doorbell. He was raiding their refrigerator out in the garage, and they had a Ring doorbell out there, and they called the police. Boom! They got the guy. He'd been on the run for a few days.
Not just a run. This is a guy that was in a prison in Tennessee, and they gave him lawnmower duty, and the warden actually lived on the property of the prison along with other employees, and he went and sexually assaulted her and then killed her. And
the warden was female?
Uh-huh. And then and then he went on the run, and they caught him. That's the guy that got caught. That's what he did.
Wow. Hey. Ring doorbell. Their sales, you know, are going to go up. They got a lot of free publicity over that. It seems to me, and it just seems to me that, like, every other person has sleep apnea. That's the big thing now. You got sleep apnea, CPAP machines and all that. Anybody here have a CPAP machine? Yeah, Tim does.
Yep.
Nobody else?
Yeah.
I'm curious because that seems to be a big business, and it makes me wonder. I'm real skeptical a lot of times. Like, well, you need, you have sleep apnea. Maybe doctor getting the cut on these machines or something. Sometimes I think people are encouraged to get stuff because there's money to be made at it. I don't know. I don't know if I have sleep apnea.
What they did with me was I went over to a place off of Olive Street, and they gave me a sleep study, and they recorded it on TV because they wanted me to see what I was doing when I was sleeping.
Well, I've heard of this.
And they said I woke up 55 times in 1 hour and then went right back to sleep. And I wasn't ever, there's five levels of REM sleep. One is light sleep and five is deep dark sleep.
So you're convinced, is the CPAP thing really help you?
Well, first of all, it stopped my snoring. And secondly, my body's so used to it now that I don't think I could sleep without it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Hmm.
I mean, I had one doctor say to me, because I can't get to sleep. See, I don't think I have a sleep apnea problem. That's when in your sleep, right, you gasp for air, your heart stops, you wake up, whatever. I can't get to sleep without taking a bunch of stuff. But I had one doctor say, well, I think it really be a good idea. And what Tim said, you go and tell me, Tim, they actually spend the night there and they watch you sleep. What if you get a boner or something like that?
Morning,
I didn't take my clothes off. They
well, you still see mine.
They put it, you're older than me. They attach things to your chest and they videotape you. And they actually monitor. They show you a printout.
Okay, but they're watching you sleep.
Oh, yeah, somebody's
watching.
How do you sleep in those conditions? Well,
thank you. I couldn't get to sleep.
No, I did fall asleep, and after an hour, the guy woke me up. He said, this study's over. He goes, you can go home.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I went home.
After an hour?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with Bill. It's hard enough for me to go to sleep. I'd have to take a lot of stuff going in there to put myself out. I just would. I couldn't
sleep. Was it a regular bed?
I take that back. Maybe I did stay overnight. Yeah, it was.
Was the room completely dark?
Yeah, and they had a TV and everything, you know. And
they let you watch TV?
If it's completely dark, how do they videotape you? Is it a night vision thing?
I guess.
Do they let you watch TV?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I have to watch TV to get tired.
Yeah. There was a TV in the room.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I can fall asleep watching TV.
Yeah.
A lot of people do it reading, whatever. Big mess at Hong Kong, the airport. You've probably seen this on the news. And then I'm watching one story, and the newscaster said, Hong Kong, the eighth busiest airport in the world. So I do what I normally do. I immediately wondered, what's the busiest airport? Don't, Mr. Research, don't look this up. What do you guys think is the busiest airport in the world?
The Florissant Airport.
I think Florissant?
Florissant.
There's no Florissant.
I was stealing Tim's joke.
I think Greenport. It's Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, this is over. You're right. Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta, Georgia. The busiest airport in the world. Wow. There's a reason not to go to Atlanta.
We flew back through there from
Germany. Oh, that's right. We did.
They still have your jelly from
You slept
France.
On the floor.
Yeah. And they still have your jelly.
Yeah, they took my jelly. Those customs people
took my jelly.
I'm not a book reader. I'm not really ashamed of that because I read lots of articles. But my wife gave me a book. It's called Filthy Rich. It's by James Patterson, and it is all about Jeffrey Epstein. I'm only 30 pages in, and let me tell you something. This guy was one sick weirdo. What I've read so far, most of it is the transcripts from the interviews with the girls he raped. So this is the actual transcript of the police interview. This guy was sick. I'm sorry he's dead, because I really would have I'd like to have seen not only him go to trial,
right,
but all the other accomplices. He paid people to procure girls. It was these girls, when they talk to the police, talk about the woman who approached them.
Well, I heard he has diaries of that he interviewed.
I think he had diarrhea.
Well, that may be the case, but he interviewed the girls as well, so that he knew all these details about guys that they were with, so that he had something on all of these people.
Yeah, he was sick, man. And he really did, he loved 14, 15-year-old girls. See, and they even say in the book that if a girl was like 28, nah, not interested. That's too old for him.
Wow.
He likes a really younger. He was just a sick, sick, sick person. And I'm anxious to read more. Even this far in, I got a pretty clear picture. I don't know. It's a paperback only, I think. It's just called Filthy Rich, which is a perfect title. He's rich and he was filthy. I have just another, it's like a random thought. And I don't know that you guys can answer this. In fact, I'm sure you can't. Maybe Dan can. How often do women have to get their hair done? It seems to me that they're always getting their hair done. My wife, it seems like every week at least. Now, where are you going? I'm getting my hair done. Done? What are they doing?
Yeah, well,
it's not I'm getting my hair cut. It's my hair done.
That's probably payback, though, because you kind of like badmouth her quite a bit on the air. So she goes and gets her hair done once a week.
What?
Typically, I'd say once every 2 months, I think.
Oh, no. The average woman? No.
Yeah.
I would say twice a month. They would go every two weeks. Get something.
See, really? No, you'll see.
I wonder if
tied with Social Security, not if they're in their 30s.
Well, some of them, even the girls in their 30s.
Yes, I'm telling 40s, you, man. They go in all the time.
They go in and get their roots colored and highlights.
There's like 100 things they do. Yeah. Well, I had to get shortened. I had to get trimmed. I had to get the ends cut. I had to get it highlighted.
The split ends cut off.
Yeah, split ends. I had to get my roots, whatever.
Nobody in this room has that problem.
Oh, you got that right. One other thing, and this is serious, and I'm sorry, but I can't help it. After Dayton and El Paso, everybody is going crazy, and they want this change in gun laws over a total of people killed, 20, something like that. Here's what I don't understand. Nobody seems to go after politicians or protest about all the people who were killed, murdered by guns, because it wasn't one person taking a few people out. Nobody seems to be up in arms about it. I'm going to give you three cities as an example. Chicago, New York, and sadly, St. Louis. Okay? Last year, 2018, because the numbers are in, New York, 289 homicides. Chicago, 230, over 230. St. Louis, 186. So that's a total of over 700 people, and nobody is demanding anything. They don't care. But let one person take out three or four people at once, and we need to do something about all of it.
Well, it's because of the news. Like Tim just mentioned that there was one shooting today in St. Louis. Tomorrow it'll probably be replaced by another shooting, and people don't care about the little individual ones because we don't really focus on them or talk about them a lot. But one guy goes out and shoots 20. Well, then it's national news. It's in every newspaper. It's on every magazine. So that's when people think, oh, wow, this is an outrage, and all that fake caring.
You're right. There's no news story about the other 700 people that got killed.
Exactly.
There's nothing.
So nobody cares.
Yeah, yesterday in Australia, who's walking around stabbing people to death again. Another stabber. And some guys tackled him and put a milk crate over his head like his head was in a cage until the police came.
Did you hear what he was screaming?
Allah Akbar. Yeah. And he was doing the Allah Akbar thing.
Allahu Akbar. It's to the point where in the news I just read, there have been 11 children aged 18 and under shot and killed in St. Louis in the last, 30 and 31 and 13. In the last 74 days, there have been 11 children in St. Louis shot to death, 18 and under. And there have been four women who are a serial killer, maybe on the loose in East St. Louis, Illinois, who've been shot to death that lived kind of a risque lifestyle, but they've been all found shot to death in the last 9 weeks.
And where's the outrage?
Okay. Exactly. No,
ladies, it's to the point where you're numb to it. Yeah. It was my point to bring that up.
Ladies, get in here, please. Who's the guy who called and asked for this job? Somebody called and asked. Hadn't told that he said for 4 years. I'm sorry, I don't remember
George?
Your name. I think it was George. I'm sorry, I don't remember. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Hey, I should be better at that, but I'm not. So here's the joke he wanted. This takes place just before Christmas. It's Christmas season, week or so before Christmas. Husband and wife, they're in a shopping mall. And they get separated. Because, sometimes if you're married, you're with your wife, she goes in and says, you don't care anything about that store. So you go off and go over and look at, something else. And they get separated. Now she can't find him. So she calls his cell phone. And he answers and she says, honey, where are you? We got separated. I don't know where you are. I'll come join you. We'll grab a bite to eat. I need to know where you are. You're still in the mall. He goes, oh, sure, I'm still here. He says, I'll tell you where I am. He said, you remember last Christmas about this time? You and I were out shopping in the same mall. Do you remember the jewelry store where in the window was a ring and you lost your mind over it? It was the three. She says, oh, my goodness, I do remember. He said, it was the 3-carat platinum band. And you just fell in love with that ring. And you remember, I told you, I can't afford to get you that ring. Maybe another time. Maybe another Christmas. Do you remember that jewelry store? She says, oh, my goodness, yes, I do. He says, well, I'm in the bar next door.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is paid for by Dr. Patient Unity. There's an accident southbound 270 south of 64. That's backing up traffic at Olive. And then you're bumper to bumper southbound 270 past Manchester to an earlier vehicle fire south of Gravois. All lanes have reopened there. Also stop and go westbound 70 from Air Flight to Earth City Expressway. Surprise medical bills are bankrupting Americans, and now insurance companies want to make things worse with a scheme called rate setting. They want to cover even less of your medical care while making billions in profit. Profits. Tell Congress, vote no on rate setting, paid for by Dr. Patient Unity. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
St. Louis just got stronger with the opening of our 24th Club Fitness location in Maplewood, 3256 Laclede Station Road. Don't miss our grand opening celebration on Tuesday, August 20th. Join for just $1 and get started to a happier, healthier you. So mark your calendars for August 20th to enjoy food, fun, prizes, and one-day-only savings. Live local in Maplewood for just $1. It's all you need to join the Club Fitness family. Visit clubfitness.us for more details.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Bottle of wine, I guarantee you he's having one right now, polishing one off, down in Dallas, Texas. That would be Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other, Chesterfield Valley. This is a terrific restaurant, and you will absolutely have to have reservations. I guess there has been a time, sometime, when somebody got in without, they got lucky, somebody must have canceled. Please, reservations for dinner. I recommend them for lunch. Gift cards. Don't forget that gift cards, always available. They sell thousands a year. Who wouldn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? Closed only on Monday, east of most all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes, go. It's all yours.
Potpourri pop quiz all week long, a little different. Yesterday I told you the four most humid cities in August. Today, these are the four cities that have the best weather in August, just in case you were planning a late vacation before school starts. But which of these four cities has the very best weather in August? Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Portland, Oregon. Seattle, Washington. Denver, Colorado. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. In England, the death of Jeffrey Epstein is playing very different, with rumors that Epstein may have arranged a half a dozen hookups with Prince Andrew and girls under the age of 16.
Whoa.
That'd be one of the biggest scandals of the royal family history.
I don't buy it. I don't believe it. I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Why are you skeptical?
Well, because there are 50 different conspiracy theories right now about this guy, and it's all over the place.
Right.
Without any evidence, it's just that's all it is somebody's
theory. Of course, there are pictures of Epstein and Andrew in Los Angeles,
yes,
in New York, in Las Vegas,
yeah, and
in Miami.
There are pictures of him
England
with 100 wealthy, powerful people at parties, because he went to a lot of parties. that doesn't mean,
right.
And you know that, Mike, these people hobnob with each other. It's a select group of people who all party together all over the world.
Well, I think Clinton and Andrew are two of the people that I think, if the truth were known, it wouldn't be very pretty.
Okay.
Lady Gaga says that she loves the United States of America.
All right.
And she plans to run for public office after she retires from show business
about
20 or 30
about
years.
Time.
Great.
That's what we need. Gaga for president.
House hunting, if you are, I think it's one of the most beautiful celebrity houses on the market. 6-bedroom, 11-bathroom, 10,000-square-foot estate with 3 acres of working wine vineyard. Great ocean view of Santa Barbara and the ocean. Built to the exact replica of George Washington's home in Mount Vernon. Cost of this estate, $42 million. You'll be surprised who owns it. Rob Lowe.
I don't know that that surprises me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit surprised by that, to tell you the truth.
Have that much money.
11 bathroom. Hold on. 6 bedrooms and 11 baths. He must go to the bathroom.
Doesn't
a lot.
Make a lot of sense.
That's a lot of bathrooms.
Prostate problem.
Maybe.
Odds and ends, Madonna, 30-minute political rant, and rants about politics.
Shut up, Madonna.
Has some of her concert-goers complaining, walking out, and demanding their money back.
I don't blame them. You don't go to a concert to hear that crap.
Right.
I agree. A lot of Broadway shows with high expectations have taken the pipe and have been canceled, including Cher the Musical.
Happy!
Hillary and Clinton, My Fair Lady.
Not too bad.
King Lear, King Kong, celebrities reading the Mueller Report, and Pretty Woman. And a funny sidebar, there's a guy named Tommy who is a contestant on Big Brother! Who is actually a cast member of Pretty Woman. He does not know the show's been canceled, so he better hope he wins Big Brother. Otherwise, we would say in Hawaii, you know more job.
Yeah. Hey, one minute, Mr. Evans. And by the way, how do you have a stage play about King Kong? Because without a giant... how do you get that thing in the theater?
Well, what's the point with the celebrities reading the Mueller Report?
The Mueller?
No, the Mueller Report.
The Mueller.
That's
yeah.
just got to be no. boring.
I agree. We're eating into his time.
Sorry.
40 seconds, Mr. Evans.
What has the best weather, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, or Denver, Colorado?
Well, I'll go Denver.
Milwaukee.
I'll say Portland.
I'll say Milwaukee like Dan.
Number 4, Denver, Colorado. Number 3, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Number 2, Seattle, Washington. Number 1, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Tim wins. Way to go.
Thank you.
Never been there. Never been to Portland. Never been to Seattle. Never been to Seattle. Never been to Milwaukee. I'm in any place.
Denver,
it's Midwest,
it rains
right?
every yeah. day at the same time.
No, no, it
day.
Rains up there all the time. I have been to Denver. I got one of them. I actually visited. Folks, we appreciate that you were with us today. We thank you for that. We hope you'll be with us tomorrow. We'll be here. Why wouldn't you? If you like today, you'll like tomorrow. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. It's not hard to do. It's easy, and they really appreciate it. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista,
baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Ken, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Sports trending now.
Everything's cracking first in Major League Baseball. Just one game that's going on right now as we speak. It's game one of a doubleheader between the Astros and the White Sox. Houston leading right now 3-2 in the top half of the seventh inning. Jose Altuve, 2-for-4 in the ball game, hit a home run, his 21st of the season. George Springer also hit one, his 26th of the year. Yankees and Orioles later on tonight. Indians and Red Sox as well. Chris Sale on the bunt for the road team. He is 6-11 this season with an ERA of 4.41. Rangers have placed right-handed pitcher Jesse Chavez on the 10-day injury list with right elbow impingement. In the National Football League, a couple of items here. Reports that a Cowboys camp wide receiver Amari Cooper has plantar fascia irritation. And Giants wide receiver Golden Tate lost his appeal today. He will have to serve a 4-game suspension for the use of performance-enhancing drugs. I'm David Gascon. We are Bud Sports.